Blog Talk Radio.
Always thought that things would work out in the end, but friends are not friends, and enemies are so close to me. I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me.
Hey fool, run that shit the fuck back, man.
I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me. Got the south side right behind me, homie. And for me, that's plenty. Now the bypass, the drugs, and the haters, and the handy. Play the politics right, and ever so gentle. Reach up and snatch that bread. Get the fam fed. Get it like a man, like my uncles and pops would if they had the chance. Or maybe they did and just couldn't advance. Damn, all I can be, I am more than a man. Y'all don't understand. Gotta get the cheese like a multiple choice question. And all I see is me. Father told me long ago ain't nothing free, so I was off the stat cheese like it's New Year's Eve.
It's a revolution, so every moment crucial. I can never break, you will never see me do so. Resolution, I will always be on top like revolution. Got the lights cause I'ma shine bright. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution. Feel the music, baby, it's a resolution. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution.
Rain in the windshield, the wiper blades got me dazing off and out of space. Working out my next chest move, a hole in the game to break through. In the meantime, I just grind and pay dues. Rhyme and stay true, rather die than shine shoes. Since I was knee high, I shine better than bruise. The face and ego so much better than you. My flow is clever, fine, so I can never lose. And you know it won't stop till a brother talking shop in an office with a view and a 30-story drop and a pretty girl or two. Saying, man, we take your shoes, clever, welcome to the top. Cause I need that gravy, checking the room, making sure nobody's shaded. Laying in wait, lurking, waiting to play it. Gotta pay the bills, gotta feed the baby. If getting in it is a sin, Jesus save me.
Yeah, yeah. You've been listening to Long Road Home. This is DJ Fool, Canon Music Quicken. Hit me on Twitter, at DJ Fool. Hit Clever at Clever. Shout out to my nigga Jay, Facility Studio. My nigga Lucci.
This is how I think, blowed out of my mind. Feeling like committing a crime. Get locked for that. I won't snitch, I ain't dropping a dime. I'm a self-made hustler, top of the line. I'm representing my mans on the block. The chopper working, move grams on the block. White cedar, fitted cap cock. 40 on the waist, 22 on the side. Who would've thought, shorty.
are now tuned in to the Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. I'm your host, OL. Peace, peace. Can I be heard? I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Foundation. This episode is What is Real Money? Got a great episode. Grab your pencil or your pen and your piece of paper. Put this one together for y'all this week. Yeah. Say peace to everyone. First and foremost, I want to say all praises due, all thanks to the Creator and the ancestors. Off top, I want to say big up, peace, shout out, salute to my big brother, Yusuf L, High Frequency Radio Network, creator, controller. Shout out to big brother Yusuf L, man. That's my dude right there. Say something. I want to say peace to everyone listening live, everyone who checks out the show live as much as they possibly can. Peace to you. I want to say peace to everyone who checks the show out in the archive, whether it be, you know, your iPad, your iPhone, your Android, I don't know. Either way, it is very much appreciated. I want to say peace to everyone who listens live, whether, you know, calling in to the show. 424-222-5250 or 563-999-3625. As well as those who check out the show on the internet, you know, from blogtalkradio.com/high frequency. Definitely want to say peace to everyone that I have personally built with, done business with in the private. I want to say peace to all the trustees. I want to say peace to the, you know, mothers. I want to say peace to the fathers. And definitely, you know, peace to you. Appreciate you. Thanks for being here. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com, it's a gorgeous website. You should go there, check it out. Everything with regards to high frequency. It's a lot of information. That's what put me on. Welcome to the Foundation.com. Sign up for the email list. It's not a different language. Still being built out. But I love y'all. Welcome to thefoundation.com. You can go to the website. You can find the Facebook page. You can find the Instagram page. You can find the Twitter page. All the social media network sites that are associated with the Foundation. All easily found on the website. Welcome to thefoundation.com. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure if you do a search in Instagram, Facebook, you know, Twitter, type in Welcome to the Foundation search, you're going to find us. And of course, real quick, you got to do this real quick. Just so y'all know.
The hottest radio network on the planet. High Frequency Radio Network. Sync up.
Can't hear me front. The hottest radio network on the planet. High Frequency Radio Network. Once again, got a correction for y'all. With the gift exclusion. I'm going back and forth with this with, you know, my tax preparer. It is, you know, you can gift up to $14,000 to an individual and it's excluded from their taxable income. So when you're dealing with trust and stuff, it is not excluded from the taxable income of the individual. I want to make that clear. But I am not an attorney. I am not a tax accountant. I'm not a lawyer. I work in no official capacity with regards to taxes, forms, so on and so forth. So it's always recommended that you do your own research, you fact check, because you are ultimately responsible for your own affairs. Cool? Cool. With that being said, let's just dive in. Current events. I feel like I have some dope current events this week. So I'm gonna jump out here talking about Trump's proposal. So he got his proposal together for his, you know, his proposal slash his taxes on businesses, of course, the rich, of course, and it fuels deficit worries. This is on Reuters. Y'all know I like Reuters. The proposal, which the Republican president said was aimed at helping working people, creating jobs, and making the tax code more simple and fair, is proposed to be the biggest U.S. tax overhaul in three decades, offering to cut taxes for most Americans, but prompting criticism that the plan favors the rich and companies and could add trillions of dollars to the deficit. The plan would lower corporate income tax rates, cut taxes for small businesses, reduce the top income tax rate for individuals, and scrap some widely used tax breaks, including one that benefits people in high tax states dominated by Democrats. What? All right, cool. But yo, let's just get into this. Y'all understand and see why I've been so heavily adamant that we begin our own businesses, because I already knew with Trump, he was going to reduce corporate income tax rates, cut taxes for small businesses. I already knew that was coming. You know, he's got a lot of businesses behind him. So it's best to, in my opinion, be in the best position. And right now I'm saying if we're not producing, if we're not creating, if we're focusing on, you know, working and doing a task that is a part of the process of creation of another individual that was implemented through a corporate, entity. If we're not, you know, creating and producing on our own, we're going to get caught up in the years to come, like really, really soon. So this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. We want tax reform that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and yes, tax reform that is pro-American. So, you know, they talk about Trump being a real estate mogul turned politician. But, corporate tax and obviously incentives for, you know, the highest tax bracket, which is, you know, the wealthy, those who are high-income earners. So I find that interesting. Personally, myself and my family were ahead of that. You know, I would hope that you're either ahead of that or getting ahead of that at this moment. But if you don't own your own business in some way, shape, or form, you know, I'll pray for you. Straight up. And y'all know I love y'all, and I don't play games. So this was interesting to me. This is on Reuters as well. Wells Fargo gets approval for exchange traded index fund or ETF. This is a short, it's like four paragraphs. Wells Fargo got initial approval to create exchange traded index funds or ETFs. So they got approval to create ETFs. According to a notice filed by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on Wednesday, the approval will go into effect unless the commission orders a hearing. The approval does not necessarily mean Wells Fargo will launch an ETF, but a call to a Wells Fargo spokeswoman was immediately not returned. The $4.8 trillion global ETF business is dominated by BlackRock Incorporated and Vanguard Group, but other companies like Fidelity Investments, Goldman Sachs Group, and JPMorgan Chase have been quickly building their own franchises. Wells Fargo is the third largest U.S. bank. It's the 16th largest fund complex group, according to a company presentation early this year, citing Strategic Insight, an industry consultant. So if you follow, the markets, stock markets, equities markets, so on and so forth. If you pay any and all attention, these ETFs, there's a derivatives in ETFs, there's a bubble that's been spoke upon a lot. So this does not look good to me. I don't like that. But I don't have any investments or savings in paper currency anyways. So, but it concerns me for y'all and those who are not in the know. This is also on routers. I don't know. Nestle could swap out a tenth of its portfolio. So food group Nestle could swap out a 10% group of sales as it enters new areas of business and leaves others, as the chief executive Mark Schneider told investors in London. Check this out. We will have to trade out of some areas and into others. You hear this? We will have to trade out of some areas and into others. This is what chief executive Mark Schneider told investors, citing plans to divest its U.S. confectionery business as an example of changes to come. He said each move had to be carefully considered because switching costs were high. Two paragraphs. Maybe I don't understand what that means. I didn't really understand what it means when I first checked it out. But check it out. Divest, if you look in a Black's Law Dictionary, divest means the same as divest. And, I'm in my fourth edition. So divest. Did my page turn? Where is that? It's to deprive, to take away, to withdraw. Usually spoken of an authority power, property, or title as the estate is divested. Divest is the opposite of invest, as to invest signifies to deliver the possession of anything to another. So to divest signifies to take away. Okay? So we will, citing plans to divest its U.S. confectionery business. So they're taking away, they're going to be taking away, more than likely, sites, manufacturing, basically jobs. Nestle is going to be taking away jobs from the United States. That's what that says. Two paragraphs, very vague, but there goes more jobs, y'all. Same on Reuters. Bank of America will continue share buybacks. So, a lot of cats, me included, and I'm going to get into this when we get into the show, but the London fix, really pushes the markets with regards to precious metals, but specifically when it comes to the markets with regards to, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, so on and so forth. The stock market is at record highs. And, a lot of people who are in the know, a lot of people who study this stuff, we understand that most of this, or the vast majority, if not almost all of it, is due to institutional buying. So basically what is happening is institutions are purchasing their own shares, which is pushing up the price of shares in the stock market. So Bank of America is going to continue to do this, which is known as institutional buyback or buying of shares. So this is on Reuters. Bank of America will continue to favor share buybacks over a dividend increase, to avoid putting itself in a position where it may have to reduce the dividend in the future. So they don't want to increase the dividends that they're paying the shareholders. Instead of doing that, they're expensing the taxable income at their corporate level by purchasing stock, which is, a corporate expense, which lowers the taxable income. And another way to lower corporate taxable income is to, disperse or push the taxable income onto the shareholders, and then the shareholders have to claim that income, dividend income or stock income, on their individual tax returns. So instead of, because I'm saying these banks know, instead of raising their dividend increase and raising how much they're paying, they'd rather buy back their stock to avoid putting itself in a position where it may have to reduce the dividend in the future. This is ridiculous. I mean, if y'all understand what's going on, y'all study this stuff, y'all, it's right here, plain English. Our stock's a good buy, and we'll continue to buy it until the cows come home. While not explicitly stated in any rule, regulators have made it clear to banks that the dividend payout should not exceed 30% of earnings. Bank of America expected to return $14.2 billion to shareholders in 2017, with the majority of that coming via share buybacks, according to a presentation earlier this month by Chief Financial Officer Paul Donofrio. Frio. I can't roll my tongue, y'all. I can never speak Spanish because I can't do it. That compares to $6.6 billion in 2016. So, I mean, it looks good, but it smells funny to me. All right, so am I getting into it? No, not yet. Let me go to this one. This is on New Scientist, newscientist.com. This blew my mind. Kidney donors swap organs for transplant vouchers for loved ones. This dude looks like Bernanke, the old dude from the Federal Reserve. I got a picture of a patient in the bed. The world's first voucher system for people who donate kidneys has boosted donations by giving U.S. donors transplant coupons they can give to loved ones in need. Yo, so if you're on a list for a transplant and your loved one donates a kidney, they can give you the transplant voucher and you move up the list, B? Yo, the concept was invented by a former judge in California who became the first donor to the scheme in 2014. Howard Broadman wanted to give a kidney to his four-year-old grandson, Quinn Gerlach, whose chronic kidney disease means he is likely to need a transplant within the next decade or two. When somebody needs a new organ, they go on a transplant list, but organs are in short supply. There are currently more than 93,000 people in the U.S. waiting for a kidney, and 12 of these die. 12 of these die waiting every day. One way to get around this is to have a friend or relative choose to donate a kidney directly to you. I know Quinn will eventually need a transplant, but by the time he's ready, I'll be too old to give him one of my kidneys, says Broadman. He says he first considered being altruistic and simply donating a kidney to someone else. But then I started thinking, this is BS. I should get something for this. I guess it's your kidney. Broadman approached the University of California, Los Angeles, and asked them to give him a voucher for donating a kidney to someone now that will make his grandson more likely to get a transplant when he needs one in the future. A previous study found that over a third of people who require a transplant are unable to accept a kidney from a friend or relative willing to donate because of biological incompatibility. Man, I'm not even going to read no more of this. Y'all, I'm bugging. Y'all hear this? So look, if I'm on the list, let's say someone's on the list, they weren't able to go private. And on the list of number two. And, because love of family members is cold. And they're saying, look, check this out. I'm going to read it one more time. A previous study found that over a third of people who require a transplant, so over a third, y'all, who require a transplant are unable to accept a kidney from a friend or relative willing to donate because of biological incompatibility. So he might not have been able to give his, who was that, nephew or whatever? Man, I'm bugging. So he did that, so he gives a voucher. So he makes his nephew more likely, or whoever this is, I forgot already who this is he's talking about, more likely to get a kidney. So someone else is going to get bumped off that list. Man, I see the implications of this. Here we go. On another note, this is on the Washington Post. Y'all know I don't really deal with this, alternative media and all that stuff, because is too easily to debunk, I guess. SEC, Washington Post. The SEC, Security Exchange Commission, reveals it was hacked. The SEC was hacked, y'all. Information may have been used for illegal stock trades. Well, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the country's top Wall Street regulator, announced Wednesday. I think this was last Wednesday, too. Let me see. Yeah, September 20th. This is last week. So it announced last week that hackers breached its system for storing documents filed by publicly traded companies last year, potentially accessing data that allowed the intruders to make an illegal profit. The agency detected the breach last year, but didn't learn until last month that it could have been used for improper trading. The incident was briefly mentioned in an unusual 8-page statement on cybersecurity released by SEC Chairman Jay Clayton late Wednesday. The statement didn't explain the delay in the announcement, the exact date the system was breached, and whether information about any specific company was targeted. Notwithstanding, our efforts to protect our systems and manage cybersecurity risk, in certain cases, cyber threat actors have managed to access or misuse our systems. Nothing safe. The SEC's been hacked. Look, I'm done. I'm done with y'all. I'm playing with these games. The SEC's been, all everybody's being hacked. It's all hacked. Everything's hacked. Apparently the election was hacked, which that's my tech. I guess that's my first tech current event. All my truck drivers out there, this is on Renew Economy, R-E-N-E-W Economy, tracking the next industrial revolution. That's, you know, that's their mission statement or whatever. And he's got an article talking about why the Tesla truck will turn freight industry upside down. Okay. The freight industry, it's going to do to the freight industry what the Model S, 3, and X will do to petrol cars, and what the SpaceX program did to the space industry. The Tesla Semi is scheduled to be released October 26th in 30 days. Musk describes it as a beast of a vehicle. It's unreal. Investment banking analysts are already excited, describing the release as the biggest catalyst in the trucking in decades. In the case of Morgan Stanley, while Deutsche Bank says the release promises to be more disruptive than anyone expects and more quickly. The chief reason for this is cost. Because Tesla is likely to use several stock electric motors from the Model 3 and several stock battery packs, the Class 8 truck could come in at between, that must be a messed up zero, $200,000 and $240,000 for low and high range versions. The significance of this number is the payback time for U.S. truck fleet operators via the savings on fuel and maintenance costs and labor. That's your job. That's the trucker's jobs. Deutsche Bank estimates it will be less than 3 years and will be less than 2 years by the very early 2020s, which fits nicely into the sweet spot of fleet owners' preferred 18 to 24 month payback. You're going to be payback in less than 3 years. A short driving range, 200 to 300 miles, could be seen as a constraint, but many trucks drive less than that per day, and their operations are well-suited for charging battery swap. Tesla's driving range will beat the 100 miles currently achieved by rivals Daimler and Cummins. Some suggest the Tesla truck range could be as high as 400 miles and may use interchangeable batteries. The next stage of development could be more problematic, driverless trucks. Deutsche Bank estimates the level 5 automation cost would add $23,000 the cost of the vehicle. Only that's it? That's, man, some people get paid $23,000 a year. Woo! So some people's year salary, and now you got a driverless truck. And it will be falling over time, so it'll be cheaper in a couple years. Compared to driver's annual salary of $45,000. Y'all, man, they got this in the news, okay? So they're going to get a truck, and then level 5 automation costs, make it driverless, is going to be $23,000, and it's going to be falling over time compared to a driver's annual salary of $45,000. Y'all see this? They're going to save over half of your salary. That promises yet more savings, but automation faces potential pushback from regulation and unions. But Deutsche Bank sees it as inevitable. They expect to see platooning, where numerous trucks follow each other in a kind of convoy as early as 2020. Y'all know it's 2018 in less than 3 months. They talking about 2 years. Morgan Stanley recently said it expects the electric truck could be 70% cheaper to operate than diesel-powered trucks, just to operate. 70% cheaper to operate just by diesel. And they're going to be saving over half of the salary on the drivers. The Tesla truck is likely to come into full-scale production within 18 to 24 months. But while Tesla will be providing the batteries and drivetrains, the cabs and other equipment will be contracted out to others. Tesla is said to be seeking 20% of a market they currently have no interest in. They're going to go for 0 to 20%. My goodness, y'all. I'm not even going to read all this. This last one I got, but it's philosophy talk, and they're talking about a world without work. And I'm just going to skip here. Is this an inevitability? Robots taking everyone's jobs, blue collar jobs. Not just various kinds of mental labor will be replaced, and not just blue collar jobs will be affected. It's lawyers, programmers, doctors, and who knows, possibly even stockbrokers. So lawyers and doctors and programmers, y'all better watch out. They're going to take your jobs too. Is this an inevitability? No, it depends on who owns the box. Listen to this. If the public owns them, then maybe we can choose when and where to use them. But if it's the capitalists, the 1%, they'll be happy to drive us all out of work if it means greater profit margins for them. All right, and then in the next sentence, but even if bots do take over most jobs, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. I mean, who doesn't want more leisure time and less drudgery? Leisure time is definitely great when all your basic needs are met. Exactly. Most of our basic needs aren't even met right now, let alone these robots coming and taking all these jobs. But it's no fun to lose your income when you're already living paycheck to paycheck. Okay, so for a world without work to be something positive for humanity, we would have to have universal basic income. Y'all watch for this. I'm talking about this, or UBI. And with all the money we would save with these super fast, efficient robots, surely we would be able to afford that. Finland is currently experimenting with universal basic income, though it's not exactly universal. And in fact, the fact that Finland is doing this does not give most people hope that the U.S. will implement UBI anytime soon. This is what I'm talking about. As far as I'm concerned, things are happening very, very fast. I don't know if you know about what Moore's Law is. And in order not to butcher it, I'm just going to look it up real quick. But it has to do with electronics. And I don't, not necessarily the life cycle, but the pace at which the technology moves forward. So let me tell you what Moore's Law is real quick, because this stuff is going to move faster and faster and faster. So Moore's Law refers to an observation made by the Intel co-founder Gordon Moore in 1965. He noticed that the number of transistors per square inch on integrated circuits had doubled every year since their invention. Moore's Law predicts that this trend will continue into the foreseeable future. So the more transistors you can fit per square inch on a circuit board, the smaller the components get. So the lighter, the less of a drain on energy they become. And this is happening. It doubles every year. So every single year, technology and the ability of these technologies are doubling. Now, hear what I'm saying? I just want y'all to know that I do this show 100% out of love. I care about y'all. I care about my people. I care about people who ain't even my people, because I don't like to see anyone suffer. I really don't. It's not something I enjoy. I'm the type of person, you know, very good fighter, you would say, martial artist. But I feel bad after, you know, the fight. I feel bad because I hurt somebody. I don't like to hurt somebody. I don't like to see anyone suffer. And I know for a fact that this is very important. Very, 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 very important. How fast this technology is moving, how fast these this legislation is moving, specifically autonomous vehicles. Now, me personally, I'm not even going to lie. I can't wait, really, can't wait for driverless cars, and I want them to be mandatory. You know, I would hope that they would come and it would make the driver's test more stringent. So these fools ain't on the road. And if you drive like that, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, because people out here are ridiculous. And honestly, I don't want to deal with it anymore. So, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with driverless cars, driverless vehicles and stuff. But I don't, my living doesn't depend on driving. I know there's a lot of people whose living depends on that. I know there's a lot of people who get by driving Uber, that, you know, that's how they make ends meet, between, you know, checks, you know, these car payments are crazy, you know, bills are out of control, food prices are going up, gas prices are going up, and, you know, minimum wage can't even keep pace. Neither can, you know, your savings keep up with inflation, so on and so forth. So this stuff is really important to me, and I want to call it out. I really do. And I want to call it for what it is. And what it is a change in the world as we know it. Bottom line. These fools is, man, your mom's on, you know, she's on dialysis or whatever. She needs a kidney. She's on the list. The doctor says you're next. You know, she's getting real sick. She's turning green or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And she's next on the list. And all of a sudden, boop, I'm sorry. She has to wait because someone redeemed their voucher. Their voucher. Man, I'm not trying to deal with that. This stuff is happening fast. And it's hard to keep up. So that's why I did this show. We're going to get into this show right now. Let's do this. So, what is real money? What is real money? Let's get into this. I got some notes. I've aggregated a lot of stuff, okay? So, you know, bear with me. I want y'all to get your pencils, your pens, your papers together, because there's stuff that I'm not going to be able, I don't have time to go through all this stuff, but I'm going to shout it out. Like, let's just go. Executive Order 612. Nope, I'm sorry. Executive Order 6102 and Executive Order 6814. All right? Let's talk about that. But first and foremost, man, I had a page. Let's talk about this. In 1933, okay, there was a Gold Confiscation Act. In 1934, there was a Silver Confiscation Act. Okay? Really, what was going on is this. They were gold certificates and silver certificates. Some of your parents remember this. Some people remember this, you know, their parents having them sitting around their grandma or whatever. I have silver certificates. I like them, even though they're pretty. I mean, I wouldn't say they're worthless, but they don't do what they used to. Okay, so I have in my hand a silver certificate from it's a series 1957. All right, I also have a Federal Reserve note. If you put them side by side, they look strikingly similar. Strikingly, okay, but on the silver certificate, series 1957. It says this certificate is legal tender for all debts, public and private. On the Federal Reserve note, it says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Okay? So, money, we don't understand what money is. And within governments and so-called countries, money can be termed and distinguished as certain things. But let's just say that... the Constitution states that gold and silver is money, and to be coined as money. So this is important. On the silver certificate, it states, this certifies that there is on deposit in the Treasury of the United States of America, you know, looks the same, the United States of America looks the same on the $1 bill, $1 in silver payable to the bearer on demand. Okay? All right. I got $1 in silver right here. Y'all hear that? $1 in silver. This is an American Eagle silver dollar. Okay? 1 ounce fine silver. Y'all, Nixon closed the gold window. They closed the silver in the gold window. 1 ounce of silver is a dollar, y'all. What y'all got is notes. Okay? So when they did this, the Silver Confiscation Act, what they did, the Gold Confiscation Act, but let's just talk about silver. What they did was, when you turned in your silver certificates, for every one silver certificate, they would give you 2 Federal Reserve notes. Sounds like a good deal, right? After they confiscated all this gold and silver, when they felt They demonetized the currency, took it off the gold, you know, the gold standard, and immediately revalued the gold and silver, $10 at more. Now, you hear what I'm saying? For one silver certificate, they gave 2 Federal Reserve notes. Follow me? Follow this. One silver certificate would get you $1, 1 ounce of silver, all right? 2 Federal Reserve notes were traded for the silver certificate, Federal Reserve notes, right? If an ounce of silver was backing the certificate and they traded 2 Federal Reserve notes for the certificate and then immediately revalued the gold and those Federal Reserve notes lost value, then what's real money? Now, I'm going to tell you this. Federal Reserve notes for an ounce of silver today, in order for you to get an ounce of silver, which you could get with one silver certificate, $1, you need to exchange 22 to 24 Federal Reserve notes today, depending on where you're at, depending on if your state taxes the sale of these coins or, you know, gold and silver. Texas, shout out to Texas, shout out to California. There's other states too. But 2 Federal Reserve notes to get 1 ounce of silver now in 2017, 22 to 24 Federal Reserve notes to get an ounce of silver. Let me tell you something. Gold, brothers and sisters, is the currency of kings and queens. Silver is the currency of nobles, gentlemen, and ladies. Barter is the currency of the people. Barter and exchange, that's the currency of the people. Debt is the currency of slaves. So that was a switcheroo. I'm just letting y'all know that was a switcheroo. Now, since this happened, the dollar has lost over 97% of its value, the Federal Reserve note. What you could get 50 years ago with 100 Federal Reserve notes, like a basket of goods, you go to the store, buy $100 worth of stuff 50 years ago, bananas, fruit, you know, some underwear, socks, whatever. The same goods today, you would have to pay 150 Federal Reserve notes. And this is just 50 years ago. In 50 years, it's lost about 50% of its value. In 50 years. And that's what I'm saying. How are we moving forward if the money or the currency that we're not only exchanging our labor for, being paid in, but also saving in, is being depreciated? The Federal Open Market Committee, which is the board of trustees, basically, of the Federal Reserve Bank, they push for 2% inflation on the currency per year. Basically, what that means is they're looking for each year the dollar to deflate in value by 2%. So, you know, 5 years is 10%. 10 years is 20%. You see where I'm going? It loses value over time. Now, how are we getting ahead when we're saving in a currency that's losing its value over time and the savings accounts are paying 0.01% interest? Makes no sense once you understand what's good. So we got Executive Order 6102 and 6814. I want y'all to check out the Dodd, D-O-D-D, Frank Act. I want y'all to check that out. And I want y'all to understand that currency, all currencies historically, every single last one of them, have gone to zero. The reason why our currency, or the currency in the United States, has held on for so long is because it was the petrodollar. In the 70s, there was a crisis, an oil crisis. People were in lines to get gas and so on and so forth. The United States got with the Saudis and they created the petrodollar. Bottom line is, if you wanted to purchase gas or any oil in the world market, you had to exchange your currency from your national country, your national domicile or whatever, into United States dollars or Federal Reserve notes, and then purchase oil. Okay? So that's why the United States currency has had a value for so long. Now, I'm not saying the value hasn't decreased, because it has exponentially, but that petrodollar is very important. So in 1933, there was a gold confiscation act. In 1934, there was a silver confiscation act. Okay? And, you know, in 1985, there was the American Eagle gold and silver coin program was implemented in the United States. And this is the only government program that's not sponsored by taxpayers. Also, if you look at the legislation implemented with regards to these coins, Congress designated these coins numismatic. Now, in 1984, the IRS proposed legislation that numismatic coins were non-confiscatable. Now, whether that legislation passed or not, the implications are clear. So, let's just get to it. What is real money? Real money is gold and silver, tangible assets. You know, gold and silver, it will never go to zero. And it preserves your labor. Your labor is preserved by exchanging from Federal Reserve notes into precious metals, gold and silver, period. So gold and silver is real money. The Constitution will tell you this real money. We've been juked, hoodwinked, bamboozled into thinking that cash rules everything around us, when He who has the gold makes the law, and contract is the law. So, I want to say something. There's been currency wars going on between the United States, China, Russia, Syria for a long time. A lot of people will say the Cold War never ended. Oh, real quick, back to the silver certificate. They were, you know, you were able to trade them in and get an ounce of silver, 999.9 silver. Now, you know, most dealers only give you $2 for those silver certificates. They're not really worth too much, and they got to be in very, very good condition. They give you $2 for one silver certificate, and they, you know, they sell them, you know, usually for $4. But these Federal Reserve notes went from 2 to 1, you know, for every 2 Federal Reserve notes, the 1 silver certificate. Now they're 22, between 22 and 24 to 1, which I think is significant. So, with these cash wars, these currency wars, so on and so forth, I want y'all to think back, you know, a few years ago to the Cash for Clunkers. Let me put y'all on to something real quick. Y'all remember that Cash for Clunkers? They were giving out $7,500 vouchers if you trade in your old clunker car, finance a new car, put you in more debt, and then, you know, trade your old car in. Well, most people don't know, but that policy was straight out of the Chinese embassy. See, the Chinese embassy was looking to get paid back because, you know, they were at one point one of the largest, or if not the largest, holder of American debt. But they weren't accepting Federal Reserve notes for trade or for payment on their, you know, on their debt or interest. So what happened is the United States government went to the people and said, we'll give you a $7,500 voucher if you trade your old car in, grab a new car, keep the, you know, the machine moving, facilitate commerce, and give us your old car. What they did was they crushed those old cars and they paid China back in steel because China would not accept Federal Reserve notes. Also, you know, they do soft mining, like, you know, cash for gold, all these cash for gold spots. Cash for gold, give you cash for gold. You know, like soft mining. If you don't know the value of precious metals, you will lose them to someone who does know the value of them. So, you know, cash for gold, we buy gold, all that stuff. You know, we buy houses even, you know. If you don't understand what wealth is, you will lose it quickly. And it will give you some worthless paper that's depreciating for your tangible assets that are actually worth something, real, in substance. So, you know, another soft mining technique was cash for gold. They give you Federal Reserve notes for actual tangible money, real money. It's ridiculous what we fall for. That's why one of the businesses I'm in is Carrot Bars. It's where you can get, you know, small denominations of gold and have it shipped to you, you know, through FedEx, and, you know, kind of like a gold savings plan. Instead of putting money in your savings account, just buy a gram of gold, man. You know what I'm saying? Save it in gold. If it's hard for you to save money without spending it, it'll be easier if you, you know, could put your wealth into gold and silver, because it just, you know, it adds extra steps to, you know, conversion. You know what I mean? So I'm heavy into that. You know, Carrot Bars, if y'all want to sign up, you know, email me admin@welcometothefoundation.com. I'll get you signed up. I think it's great. Plus, you know, I bought one of those packages, the silver package, I think. So, like, you know, I mean, honestly, I got paid this week, pulled some, you know, money out the ATM, and went and got some silver, actually. I'm not really even doing anything with it. I've actually been neglecting that business of mine. But, you know, that's a good way to, you know, save your money in gold and small denominations over time that, you know, definitely add up. And, you know, for people who, you know, and I love it because it makes it affordable to purchase gold. So, you know, purchase a gram of gold, you know, next check, grab a couple ounces of silver, and, you know, begin to put yourself in a better position, you know. Things are changing very fast, and it really concerns me because I know my people are out here with their booty hole in the wind. So, if y'all haven't heard of the BRIC nations, BRIC nations is Brazil, Russia, India, and China. There's also other nations, but, you know, they've been negotiating commodities and oil contracts outside of the U.S. dollar. China has been dropping its treasuries. Actually, Japan right now is the largest holder of United States debt in the world. And Japan is an island, baby little country. Think about that. What else do I want to say? So, silver, I'm heavy on silver, y'all. In 2012, the United States geologist said that by 2025, silver will be the first element to go extinct on the periodic table of elements. It was on the website, the United States geologist website, for a couple weeks, and then it mysteriously disappeared and was taken down. Now, you can look in the Wayback Machine, so on and so forth, but I saw it. People put me on. Did y'all know that 500 ounces of silver goes into each single Tomahawk missile? All this bombing that's been going on. And in November of 2015, President Obama signed an asteroid mining bill into law. And companies who mine precious metals on space bodies, they get to own the precious metals. Imagine off-world metals, you know. I got this meteorite silver for sale. Once this stuff really starts getting to the public, silver and gold is going to be priced out. It's going to be so high, we're not going to be able to grab it anymore. Y'all should check out the Bank of International Settlement. Y'all should look into Clyde Bundy in Nevada and what happened to him and his property. But bottom line, gold and silver preserve your labor. I wasn't going to say this, man, but check this out. Rhodium is a precious metal. If you look at it, it's a geopolitical indicator. So when you see that moving up, geopolitical politics are getting hot. Also, when you're dealing with banks, the FDIC doesn't have to pay for 99 years. You know, it's federally insured by the FDIC up to $250,000. Y'all, we've all seen that, maybe not paying attention to it. Y'all know that during austerity measures coming to the U.S., the FDIC doesn't have to pay for 99 years. I mean, are your heirs even going to remember? Are the records even going to be there to make a claim? And austerity measures are coming to the U.S. Please believe. Please believe. 31.103 grams in one troy ounce. Troy ounce is how precious metals are denominated. Even though an ounce, most of us know, is 28 grams. A troy ounce is 31.103. Good to know. Purchasing precious metals is going to be spot price. Gold is $80 above the listed price that you see. Silver is going to be like probably about between $3 to $5 above the price that you see for silver per ounce on the London fix. And think about that. The historic London fix, and that's where the price is set daily for precious metals. Historic London fix. You don't hear me though. And I guess that's about it, y'all. I just wanted to say, what is real money? Real money is gold and silver. It says in the Constitution. Real money that will never go to zero. You can securitize American Eagle gold and silver coins. If you take the precious metals class, one of my business partners, he does a precious metals class. He's a precious metals expert. He's been dealing with precious metals since, I don't know, probably like over 20 years. His name is David. He does a precious metals class. And he can teach you all that. He'll even teach you the ratio. He'll teach you how to acquire precious metals, silver, for, you know, under $2 an ounce, and gold for like $20 an ounce by using the ratio. His name is David. Y'all interested in his precious metals class? Email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Once again, that's admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Just say precious metals class. I'll email you his information. You can go straight through him. Now, I've been studying precious metals for a long time, over a decade. And this brother put me on to stuff that I didn't even know. So, it's important that we understand what real money is. It's important that we save in real money, that our savings do not exist in any type of bank account. I don't invest in precious metals. I don't invest in gold and silver. I save in gold and silver. I use Federal Reserve notes for cash flow, for day-to-day living, and for an emergency. I have an emergency cash account, and then, you know, trust accounts for expenses and stuff. The trust is taxed at 39.6% at the end of the year. Do you think I have Federal Reserve notes in those accounts that I administer at the end of the year? Federal Reserve notes, I can't get rid of those things fast enough, and neither can you. And if you're going to save, don't do it in a mutual fund. Don't do it in an IRA. Don't do it in any of that stuff unless it's a self-directed IRA or 401k and you actually are holding the IRA or the 401k actually holds precious metals. And if y'all didn't know, the IRS says that's cool. In your IRA, in your 401k, you can purchase precious metals with your 401k and IRA, and it still be, you know, tax shelters, tax exempt. I don't know, IRAs, you know, Roths. You pay the tax when you put it in. So when you withdraw, you withdraw tax free. Other retirement accounts, money goes straight in there, tax free, and then you pay the tax when you pull it out. Me personally, I'd probably pay the tax now. Even though I don't deal with those accounts, because who knows what the tax is going to be when you retire. But yes, the IRS does recognize self-directed 401ks and IRAs that hold precious metals. Also, you can have self-directed 401ks and IRAs that, you know, get into real estate as well, and real estate investment funds, which is actual tangible assets. Now, the housing market, a lot of us say it's in a bubble right now. So, you know, do that at your own risk. But look, if you are looking to purchase property and not flip it, but actually use it as a business to generate income, that will be a better position to be in. It's getting real. From what I see on the markets, from what I see in the news, stuff is going to change, and it's going to change fast. And I know that my people are going to be the majority of the population that's left behind. And I'm doing my part with the foundation to lay a solid foundation of education with regards to real money, proper entities, classification, business credit. I mean, you name it, and I'm down. admin@welcometothefoundation.com if you have any show suggestions. admin@welcometothefoundation.com if you have any current events that you think are pertinent and relevant. I appreciate all the emails I receive. I truly, truly want you to be informed. So with that being said, I'm going to open the phone lines up. I'm finished with today's topic. I appreciate y'all being patient. I appreciate y'all listening to me run my mouth. Oh, man. It's a blessing, y'all. So I'm going to take some, question and answer. Y'all holler at me. You can just say peace if you want. Call-in number is 424-222-5250 or 563-999-3625. You are listening to The Foundation on High Frequency Radio Network with your host, So-L. Not Sot. My name's not Sot, man. So stands for Seeker of Truth. L, I'm just playing with y'all. I'm hyped today. I drank a lot of coffee. Had people bringing me coffee. Coffee face. First caller, 205-0377. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace.
205. Peace, family. What's going on?
Yo, can you hear me, bro?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
What the biz is, so? Let me get out the speaker. I'm down. I'm in transit right now. Getting ready to train first. I'm just getting up off the shift, the second shift, bro. Headed to the domicile. So, yeah, man. I came in on the call. I came in on the events and whatnot. And, wow. You know what I'm saying? I see how urgent it really is, you know what I'm saying, to get up on that, on some of them coins, man, silver and gold, and go back to the days of old, really, because, you know what I mean? I was checking out, I believe what it is, Article 1, Section 10, if I'm not mistaken, of speaking about the true payments for being, you know, gold and silver and whatnot as well. So I'm like, you know, it's that time always recycles and repeats itself as well. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I asked you to see we doing, bro. We're going back, you know what I mean, to the original state, going back to the original state of things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. It's very imperative, man, that we go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, invest in that. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit you up. If I don't do nothing this week on that, man, I'm getting coins. I'm going to tell you like this, man. I'm just copying some just for the family. For me, her, the little one. I'm just going to put something up for that, man. Just do it. And I'm going to make that my thing every pay. You know what I mean? Since we pay to pay doing this, I'm going to make sure from pay to pay, bro, that I definitely cop me. If it ain't them but one or two coins, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, who knows? Just for a scenario, you know what I'm saying? I checked into it. It said it takes at least a working shift for, you know what I'm saying, for the economy to go in haywire. That means people got stuff off the shelves. They're like pandemonium. And then by the time my ass, I don't work a regular 8 like everybody. I work like a 16. And by the time my ass been in private, got off, got the word, been in touchdown, it's over with, basically. You see what I'm saying? Stores and going in the, you know what I'm saying, shock treatment, you know what I'm saying, everything. So, you know, it's going to get ugly. So, I'm just saying, man. And a good movie, too, for the family to check out, man. Check out that John Wick. John Wick, bro. John Wick, John Wick. Man, I'm talking about one, bro. When I seen one, I had to see two.
All that murder and stuff, you know, but still, man, you see what he was doing with those gold coins and how they
exactly, bro. And they weren't asking no questions,
man.
Like, flip it, taken care of. I'm like, whoa, you see this? Do you see this?
He gave that bum. He gave a bum dude the coin, put it in his thing, and covered himself up. And dude popped the two dudes that was chasing him.
This real business,
yeah.
Man. I mean, like
they
say,
they talking, man. They talking to us
for the family out there. So they can either be entertained or be inner trained from the inner. So you know, and when you look in that TV, you know, like Yusuf said one day, I was listening. Yusuf said, like, you know, it's on y'all whether how you look at this TV, bro. I mean, honestly, you know what I'm saying. These people are sending subliminals to you, and your self-conscious is picking up on it, but you're just not conscious to the fact of it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't aware of it, really. So until sadly it say, God forbid, it hit the fan. She hit the fan. Now you run like a chicken with your head cut off. Gee, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So bro, I tell you, this week in a little bit. What's up, bro? In a little bit, I'm placing an order on them coin, man. I am doing, and I'm still on it. I'm in cracking the codes. You know what I'm saying? And man, this contract thing, man, it's like, bro, the entire civilization is founded upon contract. That shit mind blowing,
exactly.
Man. This shit mind blowing. So what happened when you gave me them words last night? So I was just like, damn, I gotta go.
Countries
this shit,
are controlled through contracts. I'm telling you, contracts is the most powerful thing in commerce.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Period.
It is.
Governance, all that.
Wow. I believe a lot of the family, man, we just don't know how far we done came in this thing, man. We don't know our position, who we are. You know. So
I mean, time to wake up, man. I'm really concerned. I'm concerned about my people. And that's why I come on here every week and try to throw it down. You know what I mean?
True.
Because I feel like the time is now.
True. Past due time, though. So past due.
Look,
really past due. You look at, but you know, it's divine time, though.
Yeah, them contracts,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, study those contracts. Study those contracts.
Exactly.
Study them.
Exactly. I'm gonna do a little cram before I lay it down tonight, man. Before I charge up, I'm gonna lay it down. I'm gonna get at least about an hour power hour in. Try to get me a power hour in, man. You know what I'm saying? And do it all over again, bro. Cause that's my best advice to everybody, man. I'm just being honest, man. Study, bro. Everybody out there, just study, family. Study, honestly. You know what I mean?
No, yep.
We're gonna show ourselves approved anyway. And then you know, you want to grasp the concept for yourself. I mean, we ain't in the stage no more. Somebody gonna take your hand, hold you, coach you through here. You know what I mean? You know, like this accountability stage right now. So. You know, accounts are set up, and we're being held accountable, whether we like it or not. Competent or incompetent. No, this shit's crazy, bro. Incompetent? Minors? Minorities? Really? Wow. Say no more.
Yeah, you know.
Say no more. Yeah. But,
Legit.
Yeah, no doubt, though, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another new joint to check out. I was down in the summit. I was doing my little thing out there in the gig. And man, Kingsman. Go check that out. The Kingsman. That's,
yeah, I'm going to check it out.
That's the
subliminal
hidden information. Man,
I was science in there, man. Yo, I was watching Games in New York, man. Remember that old show with, I think, Daniel Day-Lewis? It was a movie. And Leonardo DiCaprio, Games in New York.
Right.
I was watching one of the parts where they was fighting. And one of those Europeans was like, go back to Africa, nigga. Go back. And, yo, I heard the dude say, we Moors. We free.
Oh,
in the movie, Games
oh.
New York, man. Check it out. Check it out.
Oh, I got to go be a rewind right now.
Everywhere.
Okay. That's Games in New York.
He's like, we Moors. We free. Yeah. When I think they was fighting the bar. They was doing something. They let you know, man. Back when they first settled in New York and all that stuff. We was here, man. Look. It's time to go back to the ancients, man.
It
they
is.
They were chopping off
it
our
is,
ancestors'
bro.
Heads, man, because they had all that gold around their neck, and they couldn't get it off.
Wow.
The Spaniards,
that's
man,
that's
when they
hit the and everything.
Ground. Wow. So, man, look, let's just get real. Everybody, it's time to get real. It ain't time to play no more, man. It's
true.
Time to play no more. Ain't no pain.
I agree, and now I'm on my own ass. Like I'm on, man. I'm on my own ass, man. Like I feel like I know, like man, look, all the shit you done did in the streets, man, ripping and running, broad daylight stuff, high stuff, all that, and then knowing what you know now, like bro, I didn't came to a lot of places where these guys that I grew up with are no longer here, man. No longer here. Existence wiped out.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? And I'm seeing other cats. They like still stuck in the past. I'm like, damn,
man.
My
little brother didn't make it, man. It's real.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Man, no time to waste, man.
No doubt. I feel you, man. I definitely feel you.
Hey,
so, yeah.
Hey, man. I appreciate you, Mello, man. I'm gonna go to the next call, brother.
Man, do that. In a minute, bro. But you gonna hear from me on that pack on silver and whatnot. You want me to just hit you, email you on that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me know.
Okay. Because, I can hit you up. Okay, that'll work.
All right, family, in a minute.
In a minute. Peace.
Peace to the gods. And y'all, if y'all grabbing silver, y'all got to grab, like, a lot. Hit me up, man. I know a guy who, the time, man. You can either put the money in the account or he'll send you a PayPal invoice or something. He'll send that to you. And it's private. Don't nobody else know you got it. So when you start getting into large amounts, email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. If you don't think that I don't know how to acquire precious metals from a private standpoint, you out your rabbit, you know what I'm saying? 347-2088. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling?
What's the deal? What's the deal? This is Yvette Dowd from Brownsville, sister. How are you, Salt L?
I'm doing well.
Peace to the gods.
I'm doing well.
Peace to the community. I was listening to you and I started laughing because when you started talking about the precious metals and when you came out with the gold chains on our neck, I said, that's what some of us think precious metals are. The chains on our necks. They don't realize it's not the chains on our necks. It's going to be those little nuggets and those little coins they're going to need. But I'm glad you spoke on that. But what I really need you to understand, because I did a lot of soul searching, and I spoke to my brother. I want to thank you so much for all the programs you've been doing with the Upland Credit, the restoration and everything. Let me tell you something. We are moving in leaps and bounds, even with starting the business and getting everything in order. We're still getting a couple of kinks out the way so we could get into the private with the consultation and everything, but we on our way. What I want the community to understand, when you starting out from the foundation, when you starting your business, don't get hoodwinked and smashed by these people telling you to add on business trade lines to your new businesses, because when you get caught up with that, DMV will shut it down. And then another thing people got to understand, because I don't know if the community knows about CPN, you got to be careful with that, because you got people running around smashing them with that. So what I'm saying is this, yeah, the precious metals and everything is good, but just make sure the community understands. Get the right people and go through you and the private community in the right perspective, and don't get caught up with the wrong ones, because you got a lot of tricksters out here, and they will get some of the community. I done seen it with so many different areas. Just be careful. And what I'm going to leave you with tonight, because I'm still keeping you and your family up in prayer, it's an old African proverb, and it goes, if you want to run quick, you run by yourself. If you want to run far, we run together. That's what I got to say for the community. We are a community. And if nobody's seeing the red tape all around us, because they roping us in slowly but surely. They getting our credit lines. They keeping us from credit. They're smashing us with back taxes. They doing everything. They making us work more hours than possible in the day to keep us in bonded, undereducated, unenlightened. They're doing everything to keep us from getting to where we're going to. And until we as a community come together and travel in the circles that we need to and lift one another up instead of acting like crabs in a barrel, we're going to be in trouble. Because like you said, things is changing. And every day when you look at the current event, the very things that's affecting our neighborhoods, whether it's the jobs, whether it's the food we're buying, the vitamins we're taking, or the workforce, it's affecting us. We're becoming homeless, jobless, poisoned. How can you turn around and tell us you're healing us and giving us the very things to poison us on another hand? The community got to wake up. We as a people got to wake up. And it's really, really getting critical out here now. Like you said, you keep doing what you're doing. Because me and my brother is on leaps and bounds. And what my brother told you last week, one thing about my brother, and I'm not saying it because it's my brother. When my brother's sincere about somebody and he holds them to heart, he holds them to heart. When he tells people, I'm calling you and you don't answer me, I'm not calling you no more, you best believe. You could be across the world and get sick. If you call my brother, he's on the first thing making sure he makes the day to see you. That's one thing about him. If he has $20 in his pocket, he'll give you his last. And he won't worry about if he has. That's the type of brother he is. And when you find somebody like that, you got to keep them close. Because all these other people will show you faith. I always tell people, show me your actions, and I'll tell you who you are. You be blessed, Saul L. You keep doing what you're doing, because me and my brother is right behind you just now. Peace to you and the community.
Thank you very much. Peace to you. Woo! Sister, give me chills in my spine. I love you, sister. Next call, 754-7879. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace, brother. This is Business calling from Florida.
Business?
I didn't know your name, man. I've been listening the past few times you said it. Hello?
Say it again? Yeah, I can hear you, brother. What did you say? You sound kind of muffled. I'm sorry.
My bad, brother. I had you on the speaker. Yeah,
this is
Business caller from Florida. But
Peace,
I missed
brother.
Your name. I'm doing good, man. I need to know your name, though, man. Can you clarify it for me?
My name is Sotel, S-O-T space E-L, Sotel.
Yeah, man. I appreciate the love, Sotel. Thank you for doing what you do. And I just want to kind of co-sign what that sister just said, and I appreciate that proverb she just dropped. And to all the gods and goddesses out there listening, we got to work together. We got to buy land, support each other, and build. But the main purpose of my call is, did you say you could buy silver for $2 an ounce?
Well, I know a brother who teaches a precious metals class, and in that class, He teaches a system using the ratio on how to acquire. People are able to acquire silver as little as, you know, $1.60 an ounce, and gold as little as, you know, $15 to $20 an ounce. But he teaches a precious metals class, and then, you know, once you go to that class, they'll have the information, and you can choose to do what you choose to do, you know. But, I mean, if you're interested in that precious metals class, the brother's name is David, and you can definitely email me at admin@welcometothefoundation.com, and I can get you in contact with the brother. And he's cold.
Yeah,
the brother is really cold.
I'll definitely be getting that email out to you ASAP. And is it like a web-based class, or it's like you got to be local?
Nah, I think he does it web-based. He does it over the phone. He makes it happen. He'll make it work.
All right, man. That's all I have to say. But peace, brother. I appreciate the love. And peace to the guys out there. Thank you.
And thank you, brother. Peace to the guys.
All right,
thanks
peace.
For calling in. Oh, it's my brother. Oh, yeah. Yo, what's the deal?
Hey, so L, you know, from Brownsville. Hey, so L, you ever, like, try to call somebody and you can't reach them, you get upset?
Upset? Nah, I don't really get upset.
No, I said upset. You know, get upset, you know, like, like a little, you know, upset.
Maybe irritated.
Yeah, I feel like that
sure.
When I can't reach you.
I'll
be like,
you can't reach me?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, like, it's the show. I know it's getting close to that time. You know, I feel like that, you know? I feel like that. But this is what I want to say, right? I wrote it down because sometimes, you know, when I don't get a chance to talk, you know, because I keep to myself a lot of times, I forget things. So I wrote it down. This is what I want to say to you. Your information that that you're given is close, I feel, to gold and silver, somewhere placed in the top 10. I'm sure many will agree, right? And sometimes I'm thinking about something, then moments later you speak on it. I'm like, wow, you know, I know Yusuf L is like, he's good with stuff like that. You know, he deals with, you know, stuff on, you know, natural law and stuff like that. He's good with that. What else I want to ask you about that Reuters. How you spell that Reuters? You know, when you come on the current events, how do you spell that?
R, and I don't know. Hold on.
Okay.
I think it's R. It's either R E. No, I'm gonna do it for real. R.
All right.
R E U D E R S.
Okay. Cool. All right. Okay.
R E U D E R S.
I can't, you know, but it's so amazing. Like the three shows that passed, I was thinking about something. It was like a show that I would talk about. You should talk about commercial belly. And all of a sudden, I said, well, he needs to talk about commercial belly. The next thing, a few seconds later, you talk about commercial belly. And then, you know, like I was writing down stuff anyway, and I'm sure a lot of people think, let me get rid of this pen and this pencil. You know, that's something that everybody think about every time their show come on. They want to write stuff down. Even they can listen to in the archive. They don't have to write stuff down, you know. Maybe they want to write something, think about something, write something down at the moment. Well, I'm sure a lot of people grab a paper and a. But the thing about it was like three shows that I was like, wow, something I didn't even need a pen and a paper. I'm gonna write stuff down, you know, because I can always listen to the archive and check it out later that you spoke on. But it was this show that you spoke on that this guy was talking about people from other countries that keep things secret. Because they're used to doing it, and they don't share it. And you and the guy talked a good while ago. You remember my show, what's that? Do you know offhand?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. And that's why I'm bad at. Because, you know, sometimes I let a lot of things go. But so how's everything? How's your family? You know, how's everything?
Everything is perfect and wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you?
You welcome. I'm okay. I'm okay. And you know what happened? You said something that woke me up because you said I like, treat myself to something. You know, you said like every milestone, every, you know, treat myself to something once in a while. And I said, yeah, you know, I need to treat myself to going back to work. Because a lot of times I kind of like say, yo, I ain't going to work tonight. You know, I ain't going to work. Okay, you know, that ain't like if I don't go, they're going to fire me. Okay, you know, it's too many of us for the other to keep track of us. And that's the thing about it, you know, it's hard for them to keep track of me. So I come in, I don't. And the other thing I want to say, let me see, I don't know, wow, I can't remember, can't remember.
It happened, brother. It happened.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well,
man. I appreciate you. Say it again.
To you too. I said I appreciate you talking to you, too. And I'm gonna let you take the next caller, and you know, it's always a pleasure talking to you. That, you
man,
know.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Oh,
I appreciate you, man.
I know what I wanted to say. I know why I remember what I want to say. Me, I'm the type of dude. I'm not trying to buy everything in a toy store. You know, I'm not trying to buy everything in the toy store. I just want the basics, you know. I want to like, be able to rely on myself and not be able to rely on anybody. So as far as, like, buying food out there, I would grow my own stuff, you know, and things of that nature, you know, getting back to, like, nature. And, you know, I ain't trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know. I just want the basics that, you know. Oh, the Game of Thrones. It's the midget. He would tell his guy, yo, I'll pay you double if you, like, you know, if you work for me. And a lot of people turn down that goal. You know, some people are not sellouts because to be a sellout is dangerous a lot of times, you know. So a lot of times you got people sell out for money all the time. You know, it's you know, money and everything, you know. You know, the gold, because back then in the Game of Thrones, they're dealing with gold. They got these guys called the Lannisters and stuff like that. And the dwarf, the midget, the imp, whatever they call him, he's offering this guy double or whatever, whoever he with that's paying him. And the guys keep on turning down this, you know, they short man money. You know, they imp, dwarf, whatever they want to, you know, they whatever they call him. And he turns down the money. But so, Elm, as I said, we say it's always a pleasure talking to each other. And, you know, if you want to close it out, I'll take the next caller. And peace to everybody out there. Live long and stay strong. You know, stay positive, you know.
Peace, you brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for,
you
know.
Too, brother.
Every show, man. You here, man. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey, look. Honored. That's why, that's how I want to be. I want to be there like for Tariq, too. You know, I've been, you know, I've been listening to his stuff with that. And that, I just want to set days aside where, hey, if I can listen to you all day long, you know, hey, I'll do it, you know. I get out, listen to you, and take care of whatever else I got to take care, you know. But,
yeah, you appreciate it, brother.
Okay.
Have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon, family.
Okay, definitely, peace, man. All right, peace.
I would take the next call, but I apologize, callers. I'm done. I love y'all, but that's it. What is real money? Short answer is gold and silver. You know, precious metals, tangible assets. If you ask me, silver is 2 to 3 times more valuable than gold. Silver is used in industry. It is an industrial metal as well as a precious metal. It's used, platinum, gold is used in electronics as well, but silver is used a lot more. There's silver solder. So silver is used to solder and connect wires, transistors, so on and so forth. So silver is being destroyed. And once it's used in industry and so on and so forth, it's gone forever. And if you ask me, and you can do your own research as well, the earth does not produce gold and silver. The earth produces water, but it does not produce gold and silver. My mentor will say that these are off-world metals or even alien life forms that we never own, we can only control. And that's real money. That's where you want to hold your wealth. That's where you want to hold your savings in real money. Get with me, admin at Welcome to the Foundation on, you know, nuances, subtleties on how to acquire precious metals privately, how to hold them, how to divest, invest, so on and so forth. I'm your guy. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com is the place to be if you're looking to advance your private education. Got a PDF section. It is remarkable. Welcome to TheFoundation.com. Steadily making progress, and it will be that dance. Once the dance is done, if you know what I'm saying. I love y'all. I really do. This is why I do this show every single week. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to be able to be on High Frequency Radio Network every single Wednesday to bring you the foundation where we look to lay the foundation properly, to maybe redefine or reestablish, you know, different terms or ideologies that you had in your head that may be harming you and your family and you don't know it. Try now. I don't get too serious and I don't get too complicated, but I bring what I know is important for my people, because who can tell me about people, about my people than my people? So all my brothers and sisters, my fathers, my mothers, my the sons, the daughters, nieces and nephews, grandpas, grandmas, I love you. And I do this for you. And all I ask is that you take this and the other things that you pick up along the way and make a better future for yourself and the people that will come behind you. We've had enough pain. We've dealt with enough drama. We've had enough days worrying over bills and if they're going to get paid and stressing
and arguing with our loved ones because we don't have the foundation. Be good to yourself. Take care of yourself. And, you know, invest in yourself, invest in your private education. Invest in the people around you. Because what else do we have? Once again, welcome to thefoundation.com, highfrequencyradionetwork.com. Every Wednesday, I'm here on The Foundation. I am your host, Soul L, signing off. Make sure that you invest in yourself, because you can't give anything to anyone if you don't have it for yourself. You can't give love if you don't have it. You can't give respect if you don't have it. You can't throw it in the air if you don't have it in your hand. Take care of yourself. Be good to yourself. Enjoy yourself. Peace to God.
We're doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.